over 30 years of serving the Arizona homeowner. 13 years in a row ranking Arizona's best referral network. RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
It's Rosie on the House.
9 o'clock hour. It's our On the House hour. We spend the hour talking about something on your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you want to talk about your air conditioning equipment, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. And Todd, you were in a couple weeks ago talking about the importance of maintaining your air conditioning unit and equipment on a biannual basis. And today our topic's more on the replacement factor. At some point, we got to pull the trigger and upgrade our equipment. It just doesn't make sense to keep pouring maintenance into an old enough unit. You know, your value proposition isn't there, and it's time to upgrade to a new unit. And that's what we're talking about today. When it's that time for you to hit that critical point of a new air conditioning unit, a lot of things to consider.
Yeah. Unfortunately, just like everything else in the world that's mechanical, air conditioning units do wear out. And there are a lot of parts that wear out on them. And eventually you get to a tipping point where it makes it more sense to replace it and put a higher efficiency unit that's going to cost you less to operate and maybe make your house a little bit more comfortable. And when that time comes, it's important to plan and know all your best options and features and make the educated decision.
Well, before we get to replacing the whole unit, let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges homeowners have and air conditioning contractors have this particular spring that may be a little bit different than other springs we've had.
Sure. I thought last year was going to be bad. This year is probably worse.
We've got some challenges, and the homeowners need to know about it.
Yeah, so obviously there's a lot of odd geopolitical things in the world. There's wars, there's challenges with supply chains. We're seeing a lot of products go on allocation. We're seeing a lot of products go on longer lead times. We're seeing parts that are not available to get, right? I don't know if anybody's tried to buy a vehicle lately, but you can't buy a van because you can't get any chips for vans. Well, yeah. Air conditioning systems have chips too, so we have issues with control boards and motors. And so this year is a year that I would highly recommend everybody plan or understand what they're up against in advance of emergency, because last year we saw some people waiting without air conditioning. This year we're seeing, more volatility in the supply chain and shorter quantities of available parts and inventory. And so I would highly recommend if you're in a position where, any homeowner should understand what their the condition of their air conditioning unit is, get it maintained, have an understanding of what parts may or may not be wearing out or if it's time to replace. So you can at least put a plan together. Because there will be people this summer that find themselves in need of something, and the conversation is, we hope to get it next week. Or, you want a new air conditioning unit? We have these that are available, but these are not available. Well, I want to buy that one. Well, unfortunately, we can't get it for 2 months. And so, with anything else, I think most people would prefer to be prepared, and that would be my recommendation.
Our remodeling company just got brought into a real estate deal in Paradise Valley, where they're going to close escrow on the 21st, and they want to fly in from the East Coast and be in the house on the 28th. But I was given the home inspection report, and I said, did you read that 3 of the 4 air conditioners are not blowing cold air? You really need to get us access to that house before close of escrow, because there's a good chance I won't have the part available in 3 or 4 days to get these units back up and operating. So fortunately, there was no animosity, the buyer, the seller. They said, okay, get your techs over there and get it checked out now. But you cannot expect an air conditioning repair to take 3 or 4 days anymore.
There are circumstances when it can happen.
You can hope so.
I would say in a normal environment, it's pretty rare for a client to be out more than 24 hours.
Okay.
In today's environment, that's not the case. And, every circumstance is unique and they're individual, and some parts are readily available and some parts aren't. But you don't want to find yourself in a position in our climate without air conditioning for a duration of time.
A lot of times if you're trying to stretch that spring budget, you'll push off your air conditioning checkup. This isn't the year
this is not the
to
year.
Push off your air conditioning checkup. If there's a weak contact, if there's any signs of stress on the equipment, you want to know about it now, not July 17th.
That's correct. I mean, you mentioned a weak contact. Let's say you do have a weak contactor and that contactor fails. Let's say it fails in May or June or July. Then a lot of times there's a cause and effect. So the contactor fails, then it blows other components of the air conditioning. So that whether it be the motor, whether it be a compressor, there's all sorts of things that could follow suit and be damaged after the fact because that contactor sticks. So you may find yourself, oh, I don't want to replace the contactor, even though because it's still got some life left in it. Well, then it fails in the worst time, and then it creates a second and a third failure, which now you're really in a tough position to try to get your unit back up and running. So I would keep your equipment properly maintained and operating this year. I would develop a plan if it's time for replacement. I would consider some of the financing options that are available. There's most contractors like ourselves, we offer no-interest financing. We offer long-term financing. And so you can plan this out if you plan it out. If you don't plan it out, then you're in a last-minute situation. That's when you're going to feel the pain. It's going to be frustrating. We don't want any homeowner to feel pain.
Here at Rosie on the House this morning, we have Todd Russo visiting in studio, sharing his expertise in the air conditioning world. Todd, you're actually the guy that introduced me to the concept of whole house energy audits.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll never forget, we first met at that house around Scottsdale and Shea. And you said, this is going to blow your mind. I said, no, I know everything. This isn't going to blow my mind. And we were there about an hour and a half, blower door test. And that house was like a piece of Swiss cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
It was blowing cold air everywhere.
Right.
So whole house energy audit is kind of where you came into the Rosie network. Talk about how important it is to think about the whole package.
Yeah, so I've been in construction my whole life. I got into the air conditioning space because I felt that there was a void in the market and the offerings that are out there. And most air conditioning companies look at the box, right? They go out there, they say, hey, I can fix this, I can maintain it, and it's easy for me to sell you this part. And it was frustrated me because I looked at it and I said, well, wait a second. Let me take a step back. There's three major easy kind of basic components of how to keep your house energy efficient, comfortable, healthy. You got to create cold air with your air conditioning unit, assuming we're talking about the summer because we're going in the summer. You got to create cold air with the air conditioning unit. You got to deliver that cold air properly through proper airflow. You got to get it in the house. And then the third component is you got to make sure you don't lose that cold air and you got to keep the heat out, which is what we call a thermal envelope, which is things like insulation and air barriers, house leakage, ceiling. You know, we don't want to spend all this money to create cold air and then have it all dissipate out the house through leakage. We don't want to bring heat in through insulation failures. There's other components that we're not really involved in, like windows. But if you just look at it as this, the home performance is in its most simplistic form is create cold air, deliver cold air, and keep the cold air in and keep the heat out.
It can be tricky.
Well,
through old ductworks or improper balancing, people trying to balance themselves hot and cold spots, or shutting a room off.
Sure.
Balancing is, what do you call it, pressure mapping? I mean, that's pretty technical stuff.
Well, airflow is a lot more critical than people take into consideration. In fact, we involved in an institute called National Comfort Institute, and their study across the United States is that the average air conditioning unit installed in the United States delivers 59% of its cooling capacity because of failures associated with airflow.
Airflow.
Yeah. So it's things like duct leakage, undersized returns, improper delivering of the airflow through poor duct designs. There's a lot of simple things you can fix that really solve problems and kind of low-hanging fruit, if you will. Sometimes we get into air conditioning systems that the duct system is so bad that we say, hey, the best money you can spend is repairing, getting new duct systems. But it's important that when your technician comes out to do an AC maintenance that they're doing tests to evaluate that, not only visual tests to make sure the ductwork is sized properly, sealed properly, delivering air properly, but also that you don't have what we call static pressure, which is in essence, back pressure. I kind of equate it to driving your truck up to Prescott versus driving your truck up to Prescott with a trailer attached, right? Or are you driving a truck up to Prescott with a trailer attached loaded with masonry? So depending on how, if your static pressure of your duct system's intolerance with the air conditioning system, it's going to determine how much of that cooling capacity is actually delivered to the house. it's pretty common for us to go to a house and say, you're losing 25% of the cold air that you should be delivering your house because of airflow issues. So imagine that you're running at 75% capacity or worse if your situation is needs more help. So ductwork's critical.
And I don't know, now that I've been aware of it the last 15, 20 years, I don't know that I have ever really looked at a duct system, and you've done thousands of them, that doesn't have some leakage.
I would say depending on what year it was built. If your year was built after probably 2008, 9, or if it was built before that, there's probably a circumstance that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
So Home Performance started, they started doing building science pretty aggressively in the early 2000s, and they started evaluating units. We're not sizing units correctly. And then we started realizing, we're undersizing all the return duct work, and our filters are too small. And all of a sudden they started testing them, and they realized that an air conditioner, let's say you have a 4-ton, and in this climate it probably needs to deliver 1,600 cubic feet of air per minute. And they're testing them and saying, wow, we're delivering 1,200 CFMs. So what happens when you lose 400 CFMs of air on a 4-ton air conditioning system? Well, you lose 25% of the cooling capacity. It's there. It's available. You're just not utilizing it because the system has some minor characteristic flaws in the design that just need to be improved.
We're here with Todd Russo from Rheus. Todd, if somebody wanted to get a hold, we're going to talk next segment about how important it is to have a trusting relationship with your air conditioning tech. How would someone get a hold of people at Rheus?
Well, we have comfort consultants on. They're on standby today. They're answering the phones at 480-969-7500. We're offering a couple specials for our Rosny listeners right now. If you schedule an air conditioning maintenance, our technicians will go through those things we just talked about. They'll do the static pressure testing to evaluate the duct system. They'll do visual inspection of your insulation. They'll go through your duct system, make sure there aren't flaws that don't need to be corrected. They'll address if you do have uncomfortable rooms. They'll do some additional testing on those uncomfortable rooms to identify if you have pressure mapping issues like you talked about, pressure imbalances. And then if you determine that your house is a proper candidate for our $99 home performance audit, we'll give you a $50 credit from your maintenance off that $99 home performance. And then we'll bring in the big guns. We'll bring in the thermal imaging cameras. We'll pressurize the house. We'll isolate the duct system. We'll run a barrage of tests.
And I used to tell people, if you haven't done a whole house energy audit, you shouldn't even call me and ask any questions.
It's $100.
And now I tell people, even if you've had one 4, 5, or 6 years ago, get another one.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
So having a couple sets of eyes looking at the same situation, again, that offer is whole house energy audit for $50.
Well, our regular price is $99. The utility companies require us to charge $99, and they supplement us. The reason why we only charge $99 because they supplement us, and then that qualifies you for a bunch of rebates from SRP and APS. But what our offer today is, if you get a maintenance and we come out and do a visual inspection, determine you're a good candidate to take the next steps into the 90, we'll give you $50 of your maintenance against your $99. So then it's $49.
And that phone number,
480-969-7500, and our guys are in the office today.